The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday.
Barely.
I know. Longest week ever. I was just thinking that, Jess. By the way, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We are the JV Show. Let's get to the first talk back of the day. By the way, we have your crazy cash on standby. Just hang on.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Izzy from Midland, Texas, your number one listener in Texas. This is for Mr. Plano, Texas. There are these things called Walkman when I used to listen to the Hot 97.7 because I am from California and I am from the 650 in Redwood City, California. And for Miss Houston, I've been listening since I was in junior high and I'm 47 years old now. So I don't know. I think I am your number one listener in Texas.
Whoa. Okay, so does he take the title?
No, you can't just look.
47 years.
You haven't even we haven't even talked about Henry from Houston. He listens to the show. And what about Lucelena from Austin? We have a lot of Texas listeners.
That's
other
true.
Than even Ulysses from. That he just brought up right there. That's from Plano, Texas. I mean, we have so many Tech site listeners.
Well, then they also
I don't know
need
what
step
we're supposed
up to
do.
Play and give us their
right.
Story.
I feel like he just dunked on them.
Yeah.
No, I feel like we need to squash it. If every first talkback every day is people arguing about who the number one listener from Texas is,
I like it.
Where yeah, we won't be number one anymore anywhere because people are going to be like, I'm sick of hearing them argue about who's the number one listener from Texas.
You might have a point there.
Thank you,
Graham.
But keep
it's
leaving the talkbacks.
No, yeah, it's a tie. They're all you guys can all be our number one listeners.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Crazy Cash, you know, every hour we have your chance to win $1,000. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you guys, we had two winners from right here in the Bay Area. Shout out to Mike from San Mateo.
San Mateo.
And then Julie in Napa.
Dude.
Also won $1,000.
Do you know Julie? Graham, you live in Napa.
She's a longtime listener of the show. I know that. And she's one of our buddies from Twitter from many, many, many years ago.
Good
and
for her.
I'm very excited for her. I saw her name pop up on the thing and I was like, I recognize that name. She's been listening to the JV Show for years. And I don't know. I mean, I think the boss confirmed it yesterday that I played a role myself because I give out the key word. And yesterday when I delivered those key words, perfectly enunciated, by the way, it led people to go enter that keyword at wild949.com. And then, boom, two people in the Bay Area win back to back at the 8 o'clock hour.
On our first day of doing
So I think this is a good reminder that even though it is a nationwide contest, you can win.
Yes.
Like, you can win. Text in these keywords.
Yeah.
We have a chance for you to hopefully win right now. Graham, what is this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is ball. Sack. Ball.
Is that two words or one?
It's just one.
Okay.
Ball. Look, this was a luck. This is consider my balls to be lucky because this was when I say the word ball, this was
someone
one of the key
won.
Words yesterday
at
9 o'clock. Uh-huh. And I think Julie from Napa won and she was probably so excited. She's like, Graham just said ball. I got to go type that in. And she did. And she won $1,000.
Do that now.
So ball. Enter that at wild949.com. Gets you in the running for $1,000 in crazy cash plus a trip. To the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball.
That is our grand prize. So good luck, too. And then those keywords happen every single hour.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Let me see. It's 6:15. So about 15 minutes ago at 6 a.m., you guys twice just announced a world tour. I just got word that not only are we going to be giving you tickets this morning at 8:20, but we have your meet and greet pass.
Wow. Yay!
They're coming to the Bay in January, so 8:20 this morning.
I'm going to do some furious Googling after this, but that's okay. The San Francisco Giants put an exclamation point on their disappointing season yesterday by announcing they were firing manager Bob Melvin after just two seasons. Buster Posey will now begin his search for Melvin's replacement. The MLB playoffs get underway today, and what really stings is that had the Giants just won three more games during the regular season, they'd be playing in the postseason right now. But in lieu of that, go Reds!
Woo!
The Mets didn't make it either, Selena. We were chasing the Mets for that final wildcard spot, and they flamed out too.
Yes.
So, go Reds!
Whoa. So Selena's the curse is what you're telling me.
Yep.
No. A little bit of fog this morning, cloudy skies for most of the day. Light rain is also possible throughout the day today, and we'll get heavier by the night, you guys. And tomorrow, rainy day. Fall is here. Fall has arrived. Highs will be in the upper 60s to mid-70s.
Hey, Taurus besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 6. Your irritability quotient is spiking today, so you may want to hide yourself away in your office or anywhere you don't have to deal with petty annoyances or constant demands for attention. So just lay low.
Yeah, maybe stay home, Taurus.
You're extra
annoying.
That
sounds nice. It's rainy. Stay home. That sounds like a nice time.
And be super irritable.
Ugh. Oh, except for that part. Yeah. Next on the JV Show, I do want to know if you guys are pocket packing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Our Heart Radio.
Oh, let me start the talk back from the beginning, from the top.
Good morning, JV. So I joined the show the very last minute when you guys were talking about enter the password or the code word, whatever. And I don't know where to go to type in that password. I don't see any crazy cast tasks on the iHeartRadio app. Or am I tripping?
Yes.
You're tripping, Big Sean.
Yeah, you're tripping. Okay, so we've been talking about crazy cash because we had two $1,000 winners yesterday.
Woo! Yes!
Which is huge.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour. And so when we give you a keyword for crazy cash, you got the entire hour to go and enter that. Now, there are two places that you can do that. Sounds like Big John streaming us on the iHeartRadio app. There is a contest tab. If you just look at you while you're streaming Wild 94.9, there's a contest tab there, and you can just click that and give a little scroll, maybe crazy cash. Click on there, and it's gonna direct you to a place to enter the keyword. This hour's nationwide keyword, if you want to make sure you're entered, and you should be entered because you can't win that $1,000 if you're not entered, is ball. Enter the keyword ball there, Big John, or you can go to wild949.com
and enter it there
and look for your spot.
And you still got time, so do it now. So good luck to everyone that's entering that. All right, are you guys pocket packing?
Obviously. Have you seen me walking down the hall?
So. Are you pocket packing? What are we talking about?
Restaurants and different fast food establishments are complaining of people going in there and they are taking excessive amounts of napkins, whatever condiments they can get their hands on, straws, whatever plastic utensils, because things are expensive these days. So anything they can take home, they're taking home. Sugar packets. One coffee place complained of somebody taking an entire thermos full of coffee creamer home.
You can never have too much creamer.
Or a pack of like the little stir sticks, little wooden sticks, because their kid needed it for a school project.
Oh, that's, those arts and crafts. Those are great for that.
But they're like, you can't do that because then it falls on the restaurants. They're losing money. They're having to, buy more and replenish their stash.
The little station doesn't say only take one stir stick.
That's
now,
a good point.
Does it?
Maybe some do. I don't know.
But that doesn't mean take 50 either.
And pack your pockets.
That's true.
Do you guys, I'm assuming you guys don't go in store and pack your pockets full of things, but do you save everything that you get?
No.
Growing up, my family used to do this, and we would have an entire drawer that we never used.
Never.
Just full of mustard packets, ketchup packets, McDonald's barbecue sauce, literally anything else. Anything we got in those bags, KFC hot sauce, we threw it into this drawer. Never used them.
Everyone always thinks you are going to use those things.
Know.
Like, someday I'm going to need this plastic spork, and you put it in there. And, this one little napkin that comes with that in that little utensil pack. All right, I'll put that in there. And, the packets of the stuff. When do you ever go back and use it?
I will say, though, the only time they do come in handy is if you leave them in your car. If you leave a bunch of napkins in your car, you know you're going to spill something. You're going to need
the napkins in my car.
Yeah, car napkins. Everybody does that. You got to have a stack in your glove box. Although I routinely run out because, when you have kids, they
I know. And that's why it's good to replenish and keep and steal.
They always need them.
I'll do that with straws, too. If I get an extra straw or whatever in a drive-thru, I'll
you're
keep
a straw
that
hoarder
in my glove compartment. Because the kids will always, if they have a drink, they'll take it out and then they drop it or they throw it. And I can easily just reach over and be like, here.
Got you covered.
Here.
I got a spare
extra straw. There you go.
Extra straw.
But all the sauces and things, you're never going to use those.
No, I don't. You should. Otherwise, they just go to, it's just so wasteful for all that stuff.
We had so many Taco Bell sauces.
Yes.
I always try to limit that stuff. Whenever I get fast, don't give me that stuff. I don't need any of that. I don't want that stuff because I know I'm either just going to throw it away and then you feel bad about throwing something away and just wasting it. Or, it goes in the junk drawer in my kitchen. And
right.
it's never going to get used in there. And eventually, someday down the road, like 20 or 30 years from now, when I move, that's when it'll get thrown away.
And because some of those workers, like, you're like, hey, can I have like one, can I get one hot sauce? And they give you a handful. You're like, bro, I didn't.
Yeah, but just, then again,
need that much.
Just needed the one.
I kind of get a little upset when it's the opposite. And I'm like, oh, can I have some hot sauce? And they give me one packet. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I know. I get the same way.
Give me
too.
A few more.
Yeah, how about two? There used to be this restaurant in Napa. I don't think it's still there anymore. It was called High Tech Burrito. There was a few of them around the Bay Area, and they used to put out a big thing of mints, like hard candy mints, the individually wrapped ones.
Yeah.
Oh man, forget we used to go it. There Those for lunch in high school, and I used to just open up my backpack and just dump. I'd get like 2 or 3 pounds at a time. Eventually, they changed their policy, and I think they started putting them behind the counter.
And would you actually eat them all, or just put it up somewhere and like never even touch them?
Selena, I love sugar. Are you kidding me? I'd eventually eat all of them. I had the freshest breath. I was voted freshest breath in high school.
No, you were
because
not.
I don't think that was a category, but I should have gotten that because I always had a mint from High Tech Burrito.
See, but then it's kind of justified. Like if you're eating the things that you're eating or using the things that you're taking. Then I think it's like, okay, at least it's not going to waste.
Well, not when
yeah,
I'm taking
but you're not
400
supposed to take
mints.
All of them. That's still like kind of stealing.
Supposed to take 2 or 3. Yeah. I think I was stealing at that
like
point.
Like petty theft.
Yeah, it was.
You should be in jail.
I should. You know what? I'm going to go turn myself
what
in later today.
What was the restaurant again? Let's call
High Tech Burrito. They went out of business coincidentally, probably
okay.
Because.
Well, it's for the best.
The mint, the
well,
line item.
Like,
how much are you guys spending every month on mints at this location? It doesn't make sense. That's all my fault.
You're the reason they went under.
Sorry, High Tech
wow.
Burrito.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. We are the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And I started watching this show, The Girlfriend, on Prime, you guys, because it was recommended by one of our listeners, Rafaela. So thank you. It's a psychological thriller. And right away, I was like hooked. It's acted out, 6 episodes. A wealthy guy brings his girlfriend home to meet the parents. Right off the bat, though, the overprotective mother is convinced that his girlfriend means no good. So girlfriend, mother start going back and forth, basically making each other's lives miserable. But what's cool about this show is it shows you both perspectives. So you're like, why is the mom acting like that? And then it'll show you the lies that the mom found out from the girlfriend. So it kind of justifies her behavior, basically. But you kind of go back and forth sympathizing with either one of them throughout the show. And it gets to the point where you're kind of like, dang, well, they're kind of both the problem at this point. You just kind of end up feeling bad for the guy. But I want to ask you guys, would it be a deal breaker if you're dating a new person, they bring you home to the family, and you are just straight off the bat getting the vibe that the parents are just not into this?
That'd be tough. Like, not into
like,
you as
not
a person?
Not into you. Basically making little remarks here and there. Remarks that are obviously to bring you down. And this is, they're just basically not even hiding the fact that they don't really want you there.
It would be a deal breaker if the person who I'm dating wasn't, like, standing up for me.
Okay. Now, would you expect them to stand up for you, like, straight off the bat? And say something, or is this something that, like,
I guess I wouldn't have any expectations, but if I go over there and the mom is, like, throwing shots and the guy is just, like, standing there and is just like, okay, so you ready to, like, eat or whatever? And, like, not saying anything, like, it is what it is. And I'm not going to be with you or ever go over there again.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that would be such a tough situation to be in. I'm sure people listening have been in that situation or not gone along with, you know, their significant other's family. I couldn't imagine being in a situation like that because it would just be, you would, family's the most important thing in the world, at least to me, you know. And if I can't spend time with my significant other's family because they're just going to insult me the entire time, that'd be devastating.
I imagine Kate just let your wife just letting it happen.
Yeah. So I think they do need to answer your question, Jess. I do think they need to come to your defense rather quickly if you're just getting insults lobbed at you.
But I guess in the very beginning, I wouldn't have any expectations. I'm there simply to see how you handle the situation. And if you don't handle it the way I would like you to, I mean, no hard feelings. You don't owe me anything. We're just getting, you know,
to know each other.
Right. And so it is what it is.
But wouldn't you be like, hey, bro, how about a little help in there? Your mom's just ripping me a new one. And you just
maybe
stood back and didn't do anything.
But that would teach me a lot about you as a person. And so if I decide to, like, not talk to you after that, then that's what it is.
But wouldn't you maybe like understand a little bit if it was like on the first day, hey, this is your first time meeting, like, would you try to continue to maybe build a relationship and kind of show them like, hey, look, I'm
I'm actually a good person. Like, there's no need for you to not like me straight off the bat, basically. Like, would you try, or you're basically just like...
The parents?
Yeah.
Oh, no, after that, I'm just done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, Grammon, how would you even, like, would you in front of your partner then defend them right then and there and tell your parents, like, hey, you're acting out of hand? Or would you wait till after the date? Because it kind of seems like this would be an after the date conversation with just you and your parents.
I think if this was the initial meeting or whatever, I think it's an after the date situation. But okay, if this became a routine theme that happened every time, then it's an in the moment, you've got to try to stop it from happening.
Yeah. Because both of you guys are parents. You have kids, not together. I know. But obviously, if you guys were to find out certain things, let's say you're... son or daughters, like, they started dating somebody new and this was someone that you just happened to stumble upon some information about, like, hey, I know that this person is lying about this. Are you the type of parent that's gonna want to intervene? In
it'd be really hard to bite my tongue.
Well, again, if it was some glaring lie about something, you can, I mean,
right,
as a
how
parent,
can you,
you have to say something, right?
I think you do, but then again, it could, if your child is really in love with this person, it could backfire on the parent.
It could.
Oh, totally.
And that's the risk I'm willing to take. Also, you have to like really know for sure before you get involved. Don't like just jump the gun too soon because you've heard something. I hope you put on your little FBI hat and did your research.
Yeah. I mean,
but again, there's two sides to every story.
Exactly.
And the side that, you know, your kid has heard from this person is going to be way different than whatever.
True.
Info you think you've got.
And I'm telling you, that's why this show was so good, because you would side with one of them and you'd be like, dang, the girlfriend's really, like, she's a psycho.
What's the girlfriend look like, by the way? Just asking for some
reddish
guys
hair
listening.
Her name is Cherry. Very, like, seductive vibes.
Okay.
And then,
is that your vibe, Graham?
Is that my personal vibe?
Yeah.
Or like a vibe that I'm looking for?
Vibe that you're looking for in a woman.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
If you weren't married.
I'm just wondering, like, what level of, like, crazy are you willing to put up with if you're part of this show?
Right. You know? So basically, he was already in pursuit of her, like, from the moment he saw her. So he's, like, head over heels for this woman, right? But then he's always, his whole life, been, like, a mama's boy. So it's, like, that's the worst situation to be in, because you're so about your mom, but then you're so about your partner, and they're both fighting. So it's like, who do you pick in that point? Because they were making it a competition at this point.
And I feel like so many guys have been in this situation. Yeah. They're like, who do I side with?
And it sucks that it has to be like that. That's, you know, they get put in a situation where they have to pick. But I think when it gets as toxic as it can get, a decision has to be made. Sometimes both people cannot, like, you know,
they can't
be
coexist
in the same room. Yeah. So it's pretty crazy.
You have to choose one.
You have to choose one. So watch the show, The Girlfriend, on Netflix.
On Prime.
Yeah, okay. On Prime. Delete that from the podcast. But it has a really crazy twist in the end. That's all I'll say. Because I don't want to.
Do you want to spoil it for everyone? Because that's
no.
What you like to do. You can.
Don't spoil
just
it.
Just do it.
Someone dies.
No,
stop it.
No. Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. I just said someone.
Yeah, but we all know it's the girlfriend.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the guy has to pick one.
It?
He's got to off
wow.
one of them.
Wow.
Oh, she spoiled
it. I was going to watch that show, too.
Yeah, until
you
now.
You should watch it.
And now I know everything that happened.
Yeah, me too.
Stop. No, you don't.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so here is the latest regarding the David and Celeste Rivas investigation. As you know, a body was found in the trunk of David's Tesla on September 8th, and that body belonged to Celeste, who would be 15 years old now. We know that she was reported missing back in April 2024, because after she was identified, you know, her family comes out with, like, the missing flyers, and that's where we got to see what she looked like and we learned more about her. Graham, the timeline of this whole thing now is, like, so iffy. So we knew that she was reported missing April of last year, but there is new Nest Cam footage that TMZ released yesterday from her neighbor's house, where she goes over there and she gets into a screaming match with them, something over a prank. I'm not really sure on the specifics of that. But that video was from September, months after she was reported missing.
Okay, September of last year.
Yeah. So it's like she had gone back home at some point. The neighbors, you know, knew she was missing, mm-hmm. saw that she was back and thought that was that. But then after that, again, at some point, she was gone.
Okay, and that's the thing. Were there any other sightings of her between now and the, like, I'm trying to figure out how.
No idea. The whole thing is so weird.
Yeah,
bizarre. So now, as far as we know, the last known sighting of her was September 8th of 2024, not April, because we have this video of her getting into it with her neighbors.
Okay.
So there's one update. The other update is the death certificate has been released. The manner of death still pending because they're still investigating everything. So the certificate said that the autopsy was performed, but they're awaiting toxicology results. And that's why they have not yet been able to rule this death a homicide, which, I mean, that's what we all think.
I don't think you generally die of natural causes and then find yourself inside the trunk of a car.
They're suspecting maybe drug overdose or something like that. So they're waiting for the toxicology reports before they officially call it. And that's also the reason why they have not been actively looking or naming a person of interest or a suspect. They're waiting on these results. So I think once that gets in, they can really get the ball rolling on other things, depending on what it says. The other thing...
But wasn't the body found to be in a state of getting, you know...
Right.
Hadn't it been mutilated in some ways? So doesn't that, like...
But they want to know, was that after the fact? Was she already...
But that's a crime in itself. You can't just be like, well,
true.
Grandma died of natural causes.
Chopped her up.
Like, you know what I mean? That doesn't work. That's illegal. There's a crime there.
I know, but I think before they do anything, they need to have a cause of death first, is what I'm getting from all these reports. So that's what we're waiting on. The other thing, a lot of people speculated that maybe she was pregnant. Maybe that's, you know, how she ended up. And according to the death certificates in, you know, the investigation there, she was not pregnant.
Okay.
So that rules that out. Still, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in.
It's still just been... I feel like we're like on week 3 or 4 now of this thing and no arrest. It's shocking.
I know, Graham. I'm with you. Yeah. Really quick, one more quick story having to do with Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun. I told you that they are rumored to be dating, although it's probably more than a rumor because they were seen on a date, like a dinner date.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got them for a fact dating. They were at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios. They were holding hands.
Oh.
And they were with her parents.
Really?
He's met the parents, you guys. It is more serious than I suspected.
Very serious.
I know.
Wow. How tall is Scooter Braun? I picture him being like 5'2". Just the name Scooter. Like, is he a tall guy?
Are you looking up his height?
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. You know what I mean? I have no idea what he looks like. But just the nickname Scooter.
5'11".
Okay.
5'11"?
So he's really
5'9",
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Every celebrity guy adds a couple inches.
To both ends. Mm-hmm. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, great news. Cupertino residents, your Whole Foods Market back open after a 5-month closure. And you're probably asking yourself, Graham, why was it closed for 5 months? I'm glad you asked. A rodent and cockroach infestation.
Ew.
This is the location on Stevens Creek Boulevard. And back in April, they got shut down temporarily because health inspectors found rodent droppings in the deli area and probably in your sandwich and cockroaches in the bakery, probably on your cupcakes. The store closed those sections of the store. They got it cleaned up. They were allowed to resume full operation. But when inspectors came back in, they found the exact same problems still persisting in those areas. So they shut the entire store down. Well, over the past several months, Whole Foods got all the rodents and cockroaches rounded up and everything cleaned up, as well as made some extensive updates and did some remodeling to the store. The inspectors came back in earlier this month. They gave them the green light. And yesterday, the store is now back open to the public. Squeaky clean. Whole Foods store.
Good for you, Cupertino.
Enjoy everything you eat out of there because it's everything squeaky clean in there.
For now.
But although in the back of your mind, you're always going to be like,
I know.
Is that a piece of pepper?
Yeah. Oh,
is that pepper on my sandwich?
Why is it moving?
Yeah. What is that?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. We are just trying to give you this chug mug. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. All right. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
My man told me that one of his past partners used to make all kinds of noises, loud breathing and grunting.
Whoa!
Yeah,
let's not sound like that.
She looks like someone that would.
Oh, really? Interesting. You can spot them. Yeah, I can. Yeah, you can, I think. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show. So whatever your guess is that you're about to leave on the talkback mic, make sure that it is family friendly. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word could be. And I would get your guesses in quick. Like, if you want to win a JV Show Chuck Mug, that is, because you have to be the first correct answer of the morning to get the mug.
And we're going
to
play some of your guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep. It's where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if that's you, you are winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. My man told me that one of his past partners used to make all kinds of noises, loud breathing and grunting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, deal breaker.
Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show, people.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mimi from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is workout. Have a good day.
Workout partner!
That's the most popular guess this morning. That's a great guess. How do you ladies feel about the gym grunting and groaners?
Unnecessary.
Unless, I mean, if you're lifting heavy, okay. I
no,
guess I
it's still unnecessary.
It.
No, sorry, guys.
I did, but sometimes they can't help it. I did it one time by accident. I was like, whoa, what is that? how did that happen?
Can you, I mean, give us an example? And what were you, describe
it
what
like
you
a,
were doing?
I don't know, I was lifting.
Like
back
what?
When I was training.
Yeah, but lifting is very, like, that's a little vague. What
remember.
Were you doing in particular?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
You're just picking up a heavy weight and you're like,
I was like, I hope nobody heard that.
Everyone heard.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nicole from Discovery Bay, and my guest for the bleeped out word today is sparring. Sparring partner. Hope I get a chug mug today. Have a great day.
Sparring.
No chug mug for you today. Sparring partners.
It.
Your man Spar? Is he a boxer?
No, he's not.
Good morning, JV Show. John from Fremont. My guess for the bleeped out word is gaming partners.
That's a good guess. Gaming.
Yeah, gamers make a lot of noises.
Do they? Grunting and stuff?
I feel like they do, yeah.
Every sound you've heard on a gaming, on a live stream, because people get very frustrated on those.
Really?
There's a lot of, come on!
Yep, okay, well then I guess that's a thing, but not the correct answer today. Continue to leave your guesses, whatever you think that bleeped out word is. Do it now. We are going to play more talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And this chuggy muggy is yours. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. My man told me that one of his past partners used to make all kinds of noises, loud breathing and grunting.
Ew. Now, sometimes that can be a good thing. We need a little feedback to know if we're doing it right. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I guess.
Uh-huh.
All right, so what is that bleeped out word? Not what you're thinking, Graham, because this is a family show. So let's go to the talkbacks.
Hi, JV Show. This is Jenny from San Leandro. Is the bleeped out word today business partner? Thank you. Hope I win. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
That's a good guess.
Great guess. A lot of people guessed that this morning. Yeah. Business partner.
Just sitting in a meeting and someone's mouth breathing next to you.
Ooh. Company that we're creating canceled. We're not. we're no longer business partners.
Or
no
we've
thanks.
Gone virtual. All meetings are virtual.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oof. Hey, guys. It's Kyla from Bradenton, Florida. And I think today's bleeped out word is pickleball. Oh, you know what? It's probably one word. Darn it. Never mind. Well, okay. Pickleball. Bye.
Pickleball's one word, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but not the correct
one. Is your man a pickleball player?
He's never played pickleball.
I would be.
I've never played pickleball.
Jess, you've played before, right?
I haven't. I want to, though.
You're a tennis player. Would it bug you? Because, like, the tennis grunt, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Would it bug you if people were doing that same grunt at pickleball?
Yes, there's no need.
Yeah, I agree.
But there is a need when playing tennis.
Yes.
No, there is not.
I'm pretty sure you can hold those in, too.
A need for tennis grunts. No.
I think there's more, like, I'm going to cut you a little more slack for the tennis grunt. I still think it's unnecessary.
The
pickleball one, like, you're not serving the ball 120 miles an hour. Well, maybe you are. I don't know. I've never played.
The tennis grunt just feels, like, natural.
So you
when
do
you're
it?
Playing tennis. No, not really. Just because I don't hit as hard as, like,
you
the
just said there is a need for it.
If you were going to do it, just give us an example of one.
Let me see. No, probably not.
That was weak. Back to What the Bleep.
Hi, my name's Anthony from Concord, and I guess the bleeped out word is gym partner. Doghouse.
What? Incorrect.
Gym partner. I assume that's a very popular.
Also a popular guess this morning.
Yeah, the right one.
Yeah. Hey, JB Show, is the bleeped out word yoga partner? All right, have a great day, y'all.
Yoga partner.
That is not it.
Does he do
yoga? Yeah, your man ever done a yoga?
No, has he ever done it? I don't know, but he doesn't do it now. I don't think he's ever done it. I've never even done it.
Guys are not very flexible.
We're not. We try to do any of those moves. And
did nobody get the word? Today?
Guys, listen to
today's clip, Unbleeped. My man told me that one of his past study partners used to make all kinds of noises, loud breathing and grunting.
That is the absolute worst. I'm shocked that nobody got that today. Thank you to everybody that played along today. Solely tidal wave of talkbacks. And nobody was on that one. Again, stunned. I had one of my close friends in college. I could not study or even sit in a class near him because he was just what you described right there.
Really?
It was mostly the heavy breathing. He had a weird way of breathing. He'd take he'd take a deep breath in and then hold it, and then it was a loud exhale.
What? No. That would drive me crazy. I'm so disgusted just listening to you do it.
Ew.
Like all study or like tests long. I'm like, what are we? I can't. I shouldn't have wanted him as a study partner because he once asked the professor if Saturn's rings, if you could get out and walk around on them.
Oh, my God. And this was in college?
Yeah.
I was like, how are we at the same? How are we both at UC Santa Barbara? Like, I need to talk to the admissions officers here. Because, he asked if Saturn's rings were imaginary or if you could get out and walk around on them.
Are you serious?
Both of those are incorrect assumptions about Saturn's rings. Like, what?
I love that. All right. So nobody got today's word. No chug mug will be giveth this morning.
No.
But dang it. Thank you, everyone, for playing. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. Good morning, Bay Area. I never really play with the bleep game because I get in the car at 7:20 to go to work. So by then, you guys are wrapping up, and I do listen to the end. But study partner, come on, guys. I could understand the heavy breathing, but the grunting. Who is grunting when they're studying? No one is guessing that one. Let's call for one that makes sense tomorrow, yeah?
Let me just respond by saying, have you met men before? They grunt during everything.
Anything. And just sitting there.
And deep in thought is one of those times. Just, Selena, if I may, just lower the music. Here's me trying to solve a complex math problem.
Thank you.
That was four grunts right there, and that was just 6 times 7 I was trying. Come on.
But thank you for that talk back, and thank you for your complaints.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Love them.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, is this Dan, Luke, and Bryson?
It is. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing very well, thank you.
Nice. All right, so let's
see. On our way to school.
Awesome. All right, so let's see if we can make this the best day ever and have you win these tickets for Zara Larsson. This is for our Yup Nope game. It's our super fun trivia game. You guys just have to answer 3 out of 4 trivia questions right, and the tickets are yours, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Play every morning with you guys.
Oh, nice.
Appreciate
you. Thank you so much. All right, so here's question number one. Tsunami is a word that originated in what language?
I'm going to get slack.
Hold on. So, tsunami, guys. What language did that come from?
Argue it out for a little longer.
We're going to go with... We had a guess of Latin. I think it's Japanese. What do you guys want to go with?
Japanese.
All right. We're going to go with Japanese.
Yeah.
There it is.
A good choice. Good choice. Yeah, not Latin. All right. Question.
Good job, Luke.
Question number two. A molecule of water consists of 2 hydrogen atoms bonded to how many oxygen atoms?
One.
Oh, we got
consensus
on one.
H2O. Yeah, sounds like an easy one. There you go.
All right. Good job. Here's question number three. What is the name of the stadium that the Las Vegas Raiders play their home games in?
It is Luke. I don't know.
Stumped him.
Oh my goodness! The Raider Stadium is. Oh my gosh! How am I blanking on this?
The black hole.
Oh my gosh! I was there for a concert.
You've been there? No excuses.
I've been there so bad. And I'm a huge football fan, and I'm not getting it.
All right, take a guess. Running out of time.
I don't know. Sorry.
Allegiant Stadium. Is that ringing a bell?
Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah. Good old Allegiant Stadium. Well, it comes down to question number four. You guys need this one to win the game. Finish this iconic line from the movie Alien. In space, no one can hear you. Blank.
Scream.
Yep.
Nice job.
I was a little worried towards the end, but you guys did amazing.
I can't believe I missed the sports question. That's terrible.
It happens.
If you knew me, you'd know that was terrible. Terrible.
At least you guys still won. You got two tickets to see Zara Larsson March 3rd at Fox Theater.
Nice job, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
You are
Appreciate it. Very welcome.
You guys have a great rest of your day. Have a good day at school, guys. Hang on for that winning. Bye.
Bye.
Aw, I love that. All right, Grammy, we got some shout-outs.
You know we do. A couple DMs here. First one, hey, Graham, repeat customers sliding into your DMs to wish our daughter Madeline a happy 12th birthday. She's such a bright, creative, and athletic girl who has been killing it so far in the sixth grade. Her dad, brother, and I are so proud of her and love supporting her and all the things she does, from volleyball, crocheting, and being a lover of animals. Thanks. We listen to your guys' show every morning. Yes, happy birthday, Madeline.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, dad in your DMs. Welcome in. I wanted to see if you could wish my beautiful daughter, Alina, double-digit birthday. She turns a big 10 today. This is from Dad, Mom, and Big Brother Diego. They listen every day on the way to school. Thank you. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
10, that's a big one. Another one here. Graham, can you please give my nephew Adonis a birthday shout-out? He's the big one today. Tio loves you so much. Cannot wait to see you this weekend. Happy birthday. P.S. Tell your mommy you want to come visit your uncle in Anaheim so you can go to Disneyland. Ha! P.P.S. I'm your number one listener in Anaheim. I'm 24 years old and I've been listening since elementary school. Thank you so much for listening. And happy birthday, Adonis.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hey, Grammy, Graham, can you shout out my daughter, Amelia Elaine, for me? Her teacher said she's the queen of kindness and sharing. She's the best daughter in the world. And on that note, I wanted to let her know she's going to Disneyland next week with her bestie. P.S. It'll be her first time there. I'm so excited for her. And that is from Mom Erica in Pittsburgh. Yes. Happy, happy birthday, Amelia Elaine. And
I'm jealous.
Have so much fun at Disneyland.
Who gives a fart?
Ooh, that is a good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Cardi B and Nicki Minaj are back fighting again. So it all started when Nicki tweeted $4.99, which is the promotional price for Cardi's album. The only thing I can think of that would make Nicki want to say anything about Cardi at this point, because it's been years that they have been, you know, not liking each other, but it kind of died down. The only thing I could think of that would make Nicki want to say anything is the fact that Cardi just did that podcast interview. She was on the Call Her Daddy podcast. Mm-hmm. And remember, she clarified that she's not an industry plant put here to beef with other rappers and to take over from Nicki. She just genuinely doesn't like people. You know, she's not going to like everybody.
Right.
So that's what I think maybe rubbed Nicki the wrong way. Nicki went on to say that Cardi raps like Barney, and she posted an AI picture of Cardi B as Barney. And then she went on to make fun of her lyrics to her song Magnet. Here's some of what Nicki tweeted. She said, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, surgery to look like me.
Whoa.
Falling off the charts with a big belly. Barefoot, still smelly. Still, you cannot outsell me.
I like that one. Barefoot, still smelly.
How long do you think it took her to write that?
I don't know. It's Nicki. I feel like she's quick, witty. But Cardi, of course, fired back. She brought up how her brother is a predator and is in prison currently. She said, Nicki, you've been in the game 16 years. You need to compare yourself to your peers that started around your time. Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Drake. Those are the numbers you need to be competing with, and you can't because you're doing lower than all of them. She's like, I was in high school when you came out. Why are you fighting with me?
Kind of a good point.
That is a good point. As for the comments regarding Cardi's pregnancy, Cardi obviously didn't appreciate that. She said, as if you weren't going to different fertility doctors because you couldn't reproduce from all the drugs scrambling your eggs.
Yikes.
Not allegedly.
Jeez.
Yeah, it got pretty bad. By the way, Nicki ended up deleting all of her posts. Cardi's are still up. Well,
cat yikes. Fight.
I'm just not surprised. It like doesn't even faze me anymore. Nikki right. fights with everyone. Cardi fights with everyone. It's just another day.
Yeah, neither of them cannot say something about something or not respond. They have to respond.
Exactly. Yeah. Really quick, I know we talked a lot about Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco's wedding yesterday. Did you see what Benny captioned their wedding photos on his page?
Mm-mm.
He said, I married a real-life Disney princess. Because you know Selena was on the Disney Channel.
Right. Yeah.
Do you guys think that's cute or...
I think it's cute.
I think very cute. But it opened the door to a lot of trash talk aimed at him. Because, like, if she's the princess, he's the beast. People are calling him the
that's
beast.
That's rude.
I didn't even draw that connection.
Me either. But a lot of people
well
did.
Well done, Internet. Well
They're
done.
They're like, yeah, this is the Shrek movie in real
no!
life.
It is.
That's so me.
I know, but he walked himself right into that one.
Right, he did.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, at 58 years old, many guys are dreaming of retirement, but not Tom Cillo. He wants to play in a college football game. Not go to one, actually play in one. Tom says that when he was younger, he got into drinking and drugs. He went down the wrong path, never went to college. Well, he has since gotten his life together. He's gotten himself into tremendous shape at 6 feet tall, 227 pounds. He's won powerlifting championships, set records for his age group. Last year, he deadlifted 580 pounds. So what's next to achieve? His dream of playing college football. He's enrolled at Lycoming College in Pennsylvania, and he's on the roster for the football team, you guys. He's yet to make it into a game to play an actual snap, but he's hoping he will. And if he does, he'll become the oldest player to appear in an NCAA game since another old fart did it as a kicker for D3 Austin College at the age of 61 back in 2009. I don't remember this guy, but a 61-year-old that's made it into a college football game.
Whoa.
If nothing else, Tom has signed a name, image, and likeness deal with Asper Cream, making him the oldest college football player to sign an NIL deal.
With what?
Asper Cream.
What is that?
You've never heard of that?
No.
It's a pain relieving cream, kind of like an Icy Hot.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. Look that up, Asper Cream. Anyways, and it says as part of the deal, he's getting an undisclosed amount of money along with a 4-year supply of the over-the-counter pain relief product. Yes, it is a pain relieving
cream. Yeah, lidocaine pain
he relief. He says, and for everybody that's inspired by this story, a 58-year-old going back to college to play college football, he says, quote, I'm living proof that you are never too old to chase your dreams.
Yes!
I hope he makes it into a game and then just gets crushed by just a crushing hit.
And then he gets drafted to the NFL?
No, every bone in his body just breaks and then he has to coat himself in Asper cream. And they have to bring out the cart and wheel him off. I'm kidding.
Oh my God,
I hope
that's
he makes I hope he makes it to the NFL and is drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles and they make a movie about him called like Miracle or something or
Yes. I love it. All right, thank you, Grammy. Coming up next here on the JV show. What was that?
Isn't that a real movie?
I don't know if it's called Miracle, but probably
isn't there some movie about some dude that was undrafted? He's like off the street and makes it onto the Philadelphia Eagles. Never mind. Bradley Cooper's in it, I think. Can you fact check anything? I'm having a tough Tuesday.
Jess, you're our research department. Please look into that.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
This is Jose from Tracy. Graham, the movie you're talking about is called Invincible with Mark Wahlberg. It's about a high school substitute teacher that made it to on the roster of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's called Invincible. Get it right. Who gives a fart?
Yeah, you were kind of all over the place with that, Graham.
That's a good, I mean, first of all.
Who gives a fart?
But also, that's why I asked for a fact check. Mark Wahlberg, that's who I was looking for. But I was thinking of the Eagles movie, Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings. He was in that one. I got Bradley Cooper, Mark Wahlberg, crisscrossed there. Somebody else left a talk back saying, Graham, the movie you're talking about, it's not called Miracle. It's called Blindside. No, that's not.
That's a different movie.
That was a totally different movie. I was talking about the one where a dude off the street makes it on to the Eagles because we were talking about this 58-year-old that's trying to play in a college football game. Surprisingly, not the oldest guy to ever play in a college football game. A 61-year-old
guy
has that title.
That is pretty crazy. Jess, I know you had a list of the most popular costumes so far this year. Hang on to that because we got to talk about Lisa.
Yeah, marrylisa.com. You guys, does it ring a bell? We talked about her last week. She's got billboards on 101 from, if you're coming towards the city from San Jose, you might have seen some of her digital billboards. We talked about her last week quite a bit because her campaign has gotten a lot of attention. She's been on a bunch of local news stations and I think has gotten some national coverage. Well, we were kind of wondering, and we looked at her site. Again, it's Mary, M-A-R-R-Y, Lisa.com, and their prospective suitors can go fill out an application and learn more about her. And she has her kind of deal breaker things. And we talked about it because we critiqued some of the things that she had said were her deal breakers and wondered if she was maybe not casting a wide enough net. Well, Selena, she says that site on a day-to-day basis gets anywhere from 27,000 and up unique visitors.
Are you serious?
She's had hundreds of thousands of views in total to her page. And so far she's had close to 400 applicants from eligible men who would like to date her. So there's a lot of guys out there. Now, she says, unfortunately, as she's been going through some of these applications, a lot of the guys are outside of her age range. She was remember looking for somebody 30s, 40s-ish. She says a lot of the guys applying on there are in their 20s and or 60s or 70s.
Oh,
which
my
she
God.
Said that's a deal breaker for her. She's not looking to expand her age bracket quite that much. The other thing she said is people have been responding to this site applying from countries all over the world. She was hoping for somebody local, I think, but I mean, I guess you won't rule it out if somebody is from somewhere else. But people around the globe, guys around the globe, filling out an application. So,
wow.
I mean, good for her. What I want to know is she's, like you said, being on all these news stations, doing interviews and stuff. Why hasn't she even booked for our show yet?
Yeah. Is she going to come on the air with us? Because I'd have to say that the reason that she got so much traffic to her site is we made such a big deal about this.
I would agree with that.
We did that
better last week.
I went to MaryLisa.com last week after we talked about it. I submitted my little media request. Have not heard.
I think she ghosted you.
She ghosted me.
So did you try sliding into her DMs on like Instagram or TikTok? Because she's an avid poster from what I understand.
I'm gonna slide into one of her TikTok comments, but
like you would have done that last week when I was like, hey, can we get her on the show?
Well, I thought the proper way to go about it was like email the email that she has specifically for media requests.
I feel like I gotta do it from your account, Graham. She's single, she's looking for a relationship. It has to be from like a good looking man, and then she opens up the message and it's not to date her, it's to come on the show, but she's already lured in at that point.
Maybe
first
she
of all,
already
I'm gonna snip this audio clip where Selena says I'm good looking.
Not in my opinion.
I'm gonna make that into the new intro for the show.
I think maybe what happened is she was listening when Graham, you said she looked like a Karen.
No, I did not say that. One of our listeners left a talk back and said, no, I did not. Selena agreed, and I think
Selena,
you did.
You're right.
I still do agree. I'll stand on that. She does.
Well, how are we supposed to get her on the show?
She's not listening. She's listening right now.
Everybody is listening right now.
She was typing her email back to me, and now she deleted it. Thanks, Selena.
We said it was a good thing, though. Remember, if you go to a restaurant, they get your order wrong, she'll fix it for you. I mean, it's
there's
some good sides to dating a Karen.
Take charge in your life like that. Yeah.
Anyways, we just ruined that. So.
Yeah,
no,
nice
I'm still going to slide in her comments.
I was trying to put it, the bad producer work on Jess here for not getting her on the show, and then you went and ruined and sabotaged the whole thing. Now there's no way she's going to come on the show.
Whatever.
Thanks a lot.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. We are the Bay's number one hit music station. Hi, Graham.
Good morning, Selena.
Jess is running back in here. I'm Selena. Let's go to the phones. Wild. Hi, who's this?
Martha,
caller 20. Yes. Let's go.
You're going to be checking out twice, January 17th at Oakland Arena. You're also going to be getting a meet and greet with the group.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on for that winning, guys. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Same time, 8:20.
How many times did they get to see him?
Just once.
Why'd you say twice?
Because
that's twice. That's the name.
You get to go to the concert twice?
No, it's one concert.
They're doing back-to-back shows on the same day?
No, it's just one show, then one night. And this is just announced.
One show twice.
Yes, twice once.
They just announced this twice?
No, the one announcement. So they announced it once. So you get to see twice once.
Right. I'm lost. I'm going to have to. We can meet about this later. I'm confused.
Okay, so let's talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Remember when Taylor was on his New Heights podcast and she was like, I knew we were meant to be because my number's 13 and he's 87 and we add that together and it's 100 and
whatever.
We're like a perfect match. Well, according to an actual numerologist, Glynis McCants.
How is that an actual thing, by the way? Like, what is that? What?
Because numbers are everywhere.
Yeah. I understand that, but like, is that a, like I could have been a numerology major?
I don't know if it's something you study in college, but
or
she's,
you just like self-proclaimed.
Maybe a self-proclaimed one, but she's like a famous one, I guess. I don't know how. I've never heard of her, but that's what it says here. But she says that actually, if Taylor must know, they are mismatched and could actually face some serious problems down the road. Like what Taylor's saying about the 87 plus 13, like that's cute and everything, but that's not like actual numerology.
It has to be their life numbers,
yeah,
right?
So yeah. Travis is a number 6 life path.
Prove it.
And if he ever feels like he's losing control, like those sixes, they're going to want to talk about it right this instant. Taylor, yeah. She's a 7 life path. She does not want to talk right now. She wants space. She's going to shut down, maybe be quiet for a little bit. So this can cause like major communication problems down the road with them.
How does this person know what their number is?
It's a life number? Use your birth date, right?
So it has to do with, yeah, the letters in your, like each letter of the alphabet has a number. And
Got
then
it.
So you add up all the numbers in your name and you keep on adding them till you get to, you know, a one digit number.
This sounds real.
Just follow me.
Yeah, that sounds totally, because like, the numbers.
Six life paths like Travis, they love control and they want to be the king in their home with a queen by their side. And she says, look, if Taylor wants to get along with, you know, her husband once they do marry, there's going to be times that she's going to have to bite her tongue to avoid conflict. She's going to have to learn how to go with the flow.
Well, not Taylor. She doesn't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
She doesn't take no for an answer. She's Taylor Swift.
That's why
Taylor
Swift. They're going to have some problems. And she also says that Travis Kelce's soul number, this is different than a life number.
And tell me how you calculate.
His soul number.
Let me get the calculator because I want to be able to calculate out his soul number.
This might have to do with birth date and things like that.
Got it.
But his soul number, he's a soul number 2.
Okay.
And tell me she's not wrong about this. 2s have an emotional side and a quick temper. And we've seen that on the sidelines.
Number 2s do. They can be very
We have seen that. The way he gets into it with Coach Andy Reid all the time.
Yeah, because no other football player's ever been fiery out on the field before.
Or probably a 2 as well.
Yeah, lots of 2s have been out there on the football field before. The bathrooms are way down the tunnel in the locker room.
There's also this. Wow. Let me enter this into evidence.
Okay.
She also brings up Taylor and Travis's challenge numbers.
Let me get my calculator back out again. How do we calculate the challenge
that
numbers?
That one I'm not really sure, but it's you have each person's number, and then them together as a couple, they'll face certain challenges.
Got it. You probably take the number of letters in your first dog's name or first pet's name growing up, subtract the number of letters that are in your street name that you grew up on, multiply that by your social security number, and that's
how you get your soul number. No, challenge number.
Oh, challenge number. Sorry.
Soul number is different, Graham.
Yeah, I was thinking of a different one.
So she says you want as few challenge numbers as possible. If you have 1 or 2 challenge numbers in your relationship, like fine, you can like work that out, get past that. When you have 3 challenge numbers, which is like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, you have to make a huge effort to like keep your relationship healthy and happy. If you have 4 or more, it's when you have to ask yourself, is this really worth it with all the fighting and arguing and disagreements we have? And she says that Travis and Taylor, they have 4.
Their challenge numbers are 4?
They have 4 challenge numbers. Which is not good.
Oh,
that's a lot.
I mean, yeah, totally. I knew that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's bad. This, I mean.
So I'm going to guess you don't believe in any of this, Graham.
Well, I mean, it sounds, when you put it that way, it sounds so convincingly real that, like, wow, I mean, it's got to be true, right? What do you think if we were to zoom out big picture and look at this, that their marriage, well, I mean, it hasn't happened yet. They're not married, but when they do get married, do you think they. We're looking back and they're celebrating their 30th, 40th wedding anniversaries? Or do you think this one flames out, you know, less than 10 years?
I
know that we could get out the prediction journal, but like we won't be around then, you know, to check back at this one. So,
why do you say that?
Well, I'm just like,
I plan to be here
40 years from now.
Maybe.
If you,
how old am I? 26 and a half? Yeah.
Write that in the prediction journal that Selena will not be here while doing mornings
that.
40 years
I
from
now. I might
be.
Hey. I think they are going to make it the distance.
Okay. Jess?
I'm going to say... Predictions? I'm going to say yeah.
Graham?
I feel like it's taken Taylor a lot to get to this moment. And she's like in it.
Do you feel different, Graham?
But what about her... soul patch number in her challenge number.
No,
like, now that I multiply
those soul patch number.
Yes, there was. But you said something about that.
Life you multiply,
that's what I said.
But the challenge numbers, you just work around it.
No, once you multiply those by your life hack number, then there's just no way.
Yeah, this expert said they have too many challenge numbers.
Yeah, it's just not going to work.
Oh, no.
I think they go. I mean,
I do wonder if Taylor would, like, read, because she's the one that believes in numerology. If she sees this, like, is she going to really read into it and be like, oh, my God, she's right.
No, she's done her own calculations of
numbers. Yeah, and she was wrong according to the expert.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
I wonder what Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco's numbers are.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, how many letters does Selena have in her name? Okay, multiply that by Benny. Is that his full name, Benny?
No.
Is it Benjamin? Is he Benjamin
okay,
Blanco?
Multiply it by that.
Yeah.
And then subtract their first cat's name from there, which was Mittens. How many letters is it, Mittens?
No, take that away. Isn't Taylor Swift's cat named Benjamin? Oh, wait, we're talking about Selena Gomez.
But Taylor's a bestie.
But factor that into this equation as well. And then you come up with the number 14, and everyone knows that number.
And four, then 4 plus 1 is 5, so it's really a 5.
Yep.
Oh, you're right.
Too many. Yeah. All right. Up on the way.
Next on the JV show, we are talking Halloween. Can you believe September is about to end? Tomorrow, we're starting a new month. Halloween is on the brain. Jess, you have a list of the most popular costumes this year. Didn't mean to hit that so early.
A little early.
Have a list of the most popular costumes this year.
Yeah.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Wonder Dog calling from San Leandro. I'm not sure if you guys got a chance to see One Battle After Another. Great, great, great movie. Good time. Funny. Action. Leonardo DiCaprio knocked it out the park, I must say. One of his best movies, I think, at least. If you guys haven't seen it yet, I'd go check it out. All right, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
I have not seen it. I haven't even heard of that.
I have started to see some stuff about it, but that's cool to hear one of our, that's our buddy Amy and Marlo, the Wonder Dog.
Yes.
Of course, I didn't get to hear what Marlo thought of the movie, but I've heard good things. And now we're you're getting a firsthand recommendation. One Battle After Another, I believe.
One Battle After Another. It's funny you guys bring up, or her, funny she brought up Leonardo DiCaprio. I saw an article about him last week when he was getting into acting as a young teen. His agent was like, Leonardo DiCaprio, the name is just a little too ethnic. He wanted him to go by a stage name.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Lenny Williams.
Ew.
He was almost Lenny Williams.
That is like, that's a, you got to register on some list with that name. Lenny. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
That's an iconic name.
I know. Can you imagine if it was anything but that?
Lenny.
That'd be weird.
They were setting him up right there. They didn't want him to succeed. Not with that name.
I know. He was just hating.
Hey, let's talk about Halloween, because you guys, tomorrow is the first day of October.
Dude, where did this year go?
I know. Have no clue.
And Jess, as producer of the JV show, you're supposed to be bringing us costume ideas.
So
we're on that because we're running out of time.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. That's why I feel like we should have started spooky season a lot earlier. It feels like having it just for October seems way too quick. Like, just, it
like
goes by too
fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like summer 2 weeks ago.
I mean,
it was 100 plus. And you guys were like,
it's
not, fall's
Saturday
not here. It's
summer.
Not fall yet.
It's
summer still.
I will admit, I'm having a little bit of a hard time figuring out like some cool creative costumes for us, but I'm going to go back to the drawing board. I do want to share, though, some of Spirit Halloween's most popular costumes for this year. And I think you'll agree with most of these.
I'm ready to shoot them all.
Number one on their list. K-pop demon hunters.
Oh, I already knew that was going to be a thing.
Mm-hmm. Have your
My
kids...
daughter wants to be. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
My daughter wants to be.
That would be cute.
She's like, can I be so-and-so? I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But sure, be whatever you want.
And would you guys do like a whole family costume?
Nope.
Oh. Why? You could be one of the demons?
Yeah.
That's actually a good like group costume.
Nope, that ain't it for me.
Okay, and your son, no interest in...
Probably not. Well, I think he likes the movie as well. But he hasn't mentioned that that's what he wants to be.
Okay. Next, Galinda and Elphaba from Wicked.
Oh my God, I already saw these costumes.
Wasn't that last year?
Because
that second one's about to come out.
And last year, it came out in November, so Halloween had already passed.
Oh, interesting.
So this will be the first round of us seeing these costumes, I feel, or at least see them in popularity like this. But
I'm already over that.
I'm actually here for this. I think it would look super cute. Like two besties
dressed up as Glinda and Alphaba. But one of them obviously has to paint her whole body green. So.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's deciding who's going to be which one.
Jess, that's got to be you. You came in one year dressed as Sadness
that's
from...
That's right.
What was that movie again?
Inside Out.
Inside yeah. Out. And you painted your face blue and put some glasses on. Nobody knew what you were. Everyone
they knew.
You
were
a
they
Smurf
knew.
Or something. But like, and what's the, that sad Smurf over there?
No, stop. Jess. That was actually very cute. And I wish we could have all done Inside Out characters because that would have been iconic.
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
No, the new movie had
that's
just
that's right.
Out.
I know. Okay. Never mind.
They're saying superheroes are always a popular choice. Marvel's Fantastic Four, along with
I heard Fantastic Four is going to be big this year because of the latest movie.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it didn't do too well, but I mean, hey, kids love superheroes.
Right.
I heard that's going to be pretty big.
Okay.
What I'm seeing on social media, which I wanted to ask you guys about, is a lot of ladies want to bring back, I guess in just a funny way, but remember the popular like Ladybug costume and bee costume, like the costumes that were popular, like when I guess costumes kind of first became a thing.
I know who we should be. We should all be Mary Lisa billboards, but it's like us.
What?
Oh my god! Okay, never mind.
Back to the drawing
yeah,
board.
Yeah, back all to right. the drawing board.
It's better than the ladybug and
well,
bee
idea. Yeah, it's
idea.
Better than being
thank
a ladybug
you.
Or a bee. At least it's something topical.
Well, maybe they want that like nostalgic feel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nostalgia,
nostalgia
alert.
Nostalgia alert.
Just tomorrow's October 1st. Come with some good ideas.
Okay. Yes, that's please. Your homework assignment.
Okay.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll start thinking.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Destiny from Oakland. I might have an idea for you guys for Halloween. If you guys all can't come up with a good one, I mean, why not become colorful crayons? Jess, you just cannot be blue because we're, you know, we don't want you to be a Smurf. So, yeah. Well, have a good day.
Colorful crayons. Wow, you're not here for it? It would be unique.
Selena, what's that look on your face? Why am I
look?
The one, the only one that shot it down there?
I'm glad you did it and I didn't have to.
Okay,
that's it.
All right, back to the drawing board.
It's all the stuff you need to know.
I think it's a great idea.
Movies, me too. Shows,
yes.
I call pink.
We should. I want to be orange.
Purple.
Burnt sienna.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll do seafoam.
Yeah.
All right, so Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are separated. After 19 years of marriage,
whoa.
They are going their separate ways. Now, sources say they've been living apart since the beginning of summer. Keith just moved out of their family home in Nashville, and he got his own house in Nashville. We're also hearing that the breakup was one-sided. Nicole did not want the separation, and she's been desperately trying to save their marriage, but it's been really hard for her because she's the one at home taking care of their two kids while Keith is gone and just, like, living his own life in his own mansion now. The kids, by the way, are 14 and 17. If this will actually lead to a divorce, we don't know, but, I mean, they're already living apart, so it sure does seem that way.
Man, ooh. 19 years?
Yeah.
They've
that's
been
crazy.
Married for, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And if they can't make it,
stop.
Does that, what hope does that give the rest of us?
I know.
But there's other couples that are married even longer and still together.
Give me your celebrity couple that's married longer than them off the top of your head.
Oh my God, no one.
What about Mark Wahlberg and his wife? I don't know her name.
More than 20 years?
Possibly.
Let's see.
I don't know her name, but...
I don't know her name, but...
Something.
They seem very solid.
Sure, yeah.
No?
So much so that we've never heard of her.
I know. Oh, my gosh. They've been married for 15 years.
Dang it!
Sorry, Selena. This is
dang
a tough
it.
One. I mean, Hollywood couples, I mean, they obviously go through different stresses and things that
yeah.
us norms don't have to deal with. But, yeah, finding that long-running... people are going to leave us talk about it. I'm sure there are examples, but there
right.
aren't that... But the point is, there's not as many.
There's very few.
Hey, can I go on record as with and project another celebrity couple breakup?
Yes.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Oh, I can see that one.
I saw this news about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban yesterday, and I was like, get out the prediction journal. My
really?
Next one, I think, is Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I read an article yesterday. I mean, again, when they're citing anonymous sources, you're like, I don't know how much stock I can put in this, but sounds like there's a bit of turmoil in their relationship.
God.
They're not quite on the same page anymore.
That brings me to my next story. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have hit a rough patch.
So there you go.
So Ryan recently told a story about a time he told Blake to F off. Did you hear about this?
This was mentioned in this little expose that
so
I read
yesterday.
So he
was explaining how he was like desperate to get Bill Murray on for like some documentary that he was working on. He was like blowing this guy up and leaving dozens of messages. Finally, Bill calls him back just as him and Blake Lively are going into a formal event. And so he's taking this call because he's been trying to get this guy, you know, on the line for who knows how long. And then I guess Blake was like, hey, we have to go in here. And then Ryan Reynolds with Bill Murray on the phone told her to F off.
Ooh.
And Blake, according to reports now, was and is now humiliated that he's like speaking on this. If it's some kind of like funny story.
Yeah.
And I guess she's been getting just more fed up by his behavior. They've been arguing a lot. They've been at each other's throats. And before, you know how they'd go back and forth online and it was like playful. They would tease each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like not as playful. They're like jabs and it hurts. And they're saying it's just getting worse. She's just increasingly feeling more and more disrespected.
You know what's crazy, though, is I feel like, I don't know, for some reason I thought their personalities, they're both like she's a mean girl and he's the equivalent in guy version. So I feel like they're meant to be.
Yeah.
That's what I always thought, too. Unless, I mean, even mean girls, they're soft and squishy and gooey in the middle. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to have
your husband, we're on the radio,
or anyone say mean things to you.
Yeah, I mean, people have always like just eaten it up when on social media they take digs at each other, but it's this playful banter back and forth, and everyone's loved it. Oh my God, relationship goals! Until it's not. You know what I mean? Until you don't have that same feeling about that other person, and suddenly it's not this playful. And I haven't seen much of this. I don't follow either of them, but I haven't seen much of this playful back and forth banter like we used to see.
Mm-hmm.
I think this Baldoni case and just who knows what else thrown in there has just built and built and built. Yeah, I don't see this one going the distance.
Well, just to give everybody a little bit of hope, I did do a little bit of digging. Tom Hanks, going back to the years married. He's been married for over 37 years.
There you go.
Aww, you can believe in love again.
Yeah, okay. Faith restored in humanity. Love.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, with Congress yet to agree on a new government spending bill, we're on the verge of a shutdown, you guys. Midnight tonight is the deadline, and something I hadn't even thought of until I went to our friends at Crown Force news page. What would happen to Fleet Week here in the city if there is, in fact, a government shutdown? If you've never been to Fleet Week, it is one of the most fun weekends, well, week-long activities, but the weekend in particular, it's one of my favorite events in the city, and it features all sorts of things that require government spending. We have Navy ships and the Blue Angels, which are Navy pilots, and all sorts of things that would require government money to fund. So if there is a shutdown and it overlaps Fleet Week, guess what?
Oh, no. Canceled? Well,
it's off.
The Navy and other, obviously, military groups not going to be able to participate. But the organizers of the event say Fleet Week will still go on, which would be a shame, though, because it's the U.S. Navy's 250th anniversary. And this is supposed to be like the big 250th anniversary party. So that Fleet Week is our party for that, of the anniversary. But they say it will still go on because there are other participants from other countries that often bring some ships and aircraft in for the show. So we will still have that. They say one of those options, I mean, sorry, we won't have the Blue Angels, but we will have the Canadian Snowbirds. They said they're returning for the first time since 2017. And so they'll be flying. Like, who needs the Blue Angels when you have the Canadian Snowbirds?
They sound a little slower.
Yeah, this is like that. Quite
not quite as bad.
Cool. The same.
It's actually just a flock of geese, and they just fly in a V, and they just fly in a V formation over the crowd. It does sound a little bit disappointing, but they are trying to just, you know, warn people. Look, you know, while some of your stuff won't happen, and some of the huge Navy ships coming in, that won't be a thing, but there will still be Fleet Week festivities.
Yeah, got
so it. Okay. Urge your local congressman to get a deal done tonight, and then we can
rest easy.
Yeah, we can have our Fleet Week.
All right, well, thank you, Grammy. Next on the JV show, what's the last thing we said to upset PETA? Well, we didn't upset them, but we're talking about the hot ones. That's what it was.
Yeah. Somebody, PETA had suggested that why are they using chicken wings for the hot ones challenge? Because it's really all about the hot sauce, and why does it care? Why can't we use a vegan option for all the guests to be eating on that show. And I think we sort of debated whether or not, and I think it was you ladies that were like, no, I love killing birds.
What? No.
Did not say that.
And
I just said I like to eat chicken.
And Peter had even pointed out that past guests on that show are vegan. So what did they eat?
Vegan wings.
Vegan wings. Mm-hmm. And we were like, what is a vegan wing? Well, Peter reached out to us and they have delivered us the vegan wings.
Vegan wings.
All right. So we're trying them. Giving our review next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, we were talking a lot about Halloween because October 1st is tomorrow, you guys.
Oh, man.
We on the JV Show don't know what we're going to be yet.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Ricky from San Jose. Graham, I better not get a shotgun, but I think you should be Willy Wonka and the girls should be Oompa Loompas. That would be hilarious.
That would be so funny.
But look, I'm not painting myself orange.
No, I actually do like that idea.
That is funny, though.
Because while it's been done, right, that's a costume that's been done countless times. Something about seeing you, Selena, and you, Jess, and then when Chidi comes in here for that day, because Halloween's on a Friday, Chidi will be here, the three of you as Oompa Loompas with your little orange faces, and you guys are already just
so funny.
So short. That would be hysterical. I'm here for it. I'd like to redact my shotgun. Jess, take the shotgun blast out of the podcast, please.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit like heightist.
Too bad.
It's very discriminatory towards short people.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
Tell that to the Oompa Loompas. They were working happily every day in the Wonka factory. They were the happiest people there.
They didn't know their rights.
They were not being held against their will. He took them there from the Oompa Loompa Island and gave them a better life there. That's actually true. Mm-hmm. It's in the story.
Sounds like Stockholm Syndrome.
Hey, whatever.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Ale from Richmond. Happy Tuesday. So how about if you guys dress up as Madea and the two other women, I can't think of their names right now, but Graham can be Madea because he's the tallest, obviously. And he always has some random speech to talk about. Anyway, all right, guys. Bye. Have a good day.
Graham, what do you say?
Wow.
Any response or just let the shotgun do the talking?
Yeah, I'll let that one speak for itself. Jess, your homework assignment tomorrow, bring us three good.
This is so hard because you guys
are three
so
good
picky.
Ideas.
Right. Okay. Shout out to PETA. You know, we mm-hmm. always wondered, like, how does PETA, they know every single time we mention them. We talked about Hot Ones last week mm-hmm. and PETA being like, hey, you know, we're not really cool with the chicken wings being eaten on there. Why not some vegan wings?
Right.
Like, why do chickens have to be killed and used for this little bit? So PETA heard us talk about that and decided to bring us some vegan wings this morning. Graham, you have a plate in front of you. Have you tried them yet?
I have not. And the smell, I'm so, so hungry. They smell delicious. And we were wondering even, how does one make a vegan wing? And they said, look, they use a sugar cane-based, I may be saying this wrong, bone. Like it has, these are bone-in wings that I'm about to try.
That's insane.
They look like little drumsticks. And they smell delicious. And they brought us some different dipping sauces. Two different kinds of wings. One of them looks like it has a more barbecue sauce on it. The other one's more of a like a dry rub situation. And they smell and look delicious. And I'm excited to try these because I agree with PETA on this one wholeheartedly. Yep. Who cares? Hot Ones is all about the level of spiciness on the sauce. It's less about the actual chicken. Chickens don't need to be dying for this silly show.
Especially when they don't even finish them.
That's what I'm saying. All right, Selena is our resident chicken wing expert. She is biting into one now.
You
Selena,
can dip it in some sauce.
I'm dunking mine into some sauce. Give us your initial review.
It's delicious.
I knew it.
Oh, my God.
It tastes just like chicken wings.
It actually does. I take back everything I said.
Dude!
They're so good. Can you reach back out and find out where these wings are from?
Yes.
Reach back out? PETA, she was here a minute ago. What do you mean we don't know where they're from?
Jess did not get that information, so we need to find out.
A message has been sent
already.
And give
them a shout out. But oh my God, you guys. Everything I ever said about vegan wings, I'm taking it back.
How is this not chicken? This is good. The texture, they've like mastered this. And the little bone too.
I know, it's so cute.
I love it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Henry from Pittsburgh. Talking about those hot wings, chicken vegan wings. I don't know how they are, but I know the Impossible sandwich from Starbucks, that is really good. and that is like the plant-based one. Really good, guys. You guys should try it out. All right, have a good day, guys. Bye.
Not had that
yet. Yeah, I haven't, but I imagine it is good. Now, we just tried some vegan chicken wings delivered to us by Haley from PETA, because we had talked about this Hot Ones thing that PETA had called for Hot Ones to stop using actual chicken on their on the show. And none of us had tried. Had any of you guys ever tried vegan chicken to begin
no.
with? The nugget or anything like that?
No. The only like vegan thing that I had tried was from Subway. They have a vegan patty. I've tried that. Pretty good too.
Yeah. And I think I speak for all of us when we were blown away by these chicken wings, because they have a little bone in them and everything, which
they're,
is pretty
they're actually kind of cute.
Incredible. Like, it's like a little sugar cane bone, and they are delicious. The texture is incredibly chicken-like. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do it. And how I know that they passed the test is Selena here, who's the finickiest eater on the JV show. Even she was going back for more, which is, that's in my mind, that tells you that these things are good. So I'm impressed.
I'm actually blown away by how chicken-like it is. They're delicious.
Authentic.
Jess, did we find out where this is from? We should just shout them out.
These wings are from Cybele's Front Room here in the city in San Francisco. So 1385 9th Avenue. Sorry about that.
You butchered that, but okay, we got it. Well, shout out to them. And I checked them out online. They have like a lot of vegan stuff.
Yes.
And anything. It's an Italian spot, pizza spot. They can make vegan anything.
And so shout out to Haley from PETA. And
Katie.
And Katie from PETA. They listened to the show and they heard us talking about it. And we're like, I will get you some of those vegan wings.
Yes.
Hold my beer. You're going to try these.
Delicious.
And they were right.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.